Welcome to the Merge Sort AI Digest, your daily AI news roundup for Wednesday, May 20th, 2026. Paul here, joined by our expert analyst Jane, to break down today's biggest stories.
Whoa. It's another packed day in AI, and honestly, the headline news is almost unbelievable. Andrei Kapathi, the legendary AI researcher, has officially joined Anthropic.
That's right, Jane. This is huge. He's heading up frontier R&D there, and after his stints at OpenAI and Tesla, it feels like a real statement about where the cutting edge of AI development is right now.
Absolutely. Given his history and independent spirit, Anthropic feels like a natural fit. It really underscores their position in the, quote, big lab model race, as some are calling it. You have to wonder what he sees brewing there.
Indeed. Switching gears to Google, they've made a massive announcement. Google AI Studio can now generate native Android apps directly from prompts. That's a game changer for developers, wouldn't you say?
Oh, completely. This could dramatically lower the barrier to entry for app development, Paul. Imagine the speed at which ideas can go from concept to a functional prototype, or even a full app, with just a few prompts.
And it ties into Google's broader strategy, as they're deeply integrating Gemini agents across Search, Workspace, and Android. It really feels like Google is pushing AI into every corner of its ecosystem.
They definitely are. It's a clear signal that Google is all in on making Gemini the central intelligence for everything they do. And with their AI mode in Search already surpassing 1 billion users globally, it shows this aggressive integration is resonating.
That's an incredible user number, Jane. Now, moving to a different kind of integration, OpenAI has enhanced its AI image provenance tools with C2PA and SynthID, aiming to combat misinformation.
It's a crucial step for trust and verification, especially with the rise of deepfakes. Knowing the origin of an AI-generated image is becoming increasingly important for public discourse.
However, almost immediately, we're seeing a counter-movement. An open-source tool called Remove AI Watermarks has launched, designed to strip AI provenance from images. It's a cat-and-mouse game already.
You're absolutely right, Paul. It's a stark reminder of the ongoing challenge. While companies try to build guardrails, others will always look for ways around them. It really highlights the complexities of governing AI-generated content.
Before we wrap up, we also saw Anthropic partner with KPMG to roll out Claude to 276,000 employees. Another huge enterprise adoption story.
It certainly is. These large-scale enterprise deployments are where the real-world impact of these models becomes tangible. It shows a growing confidence in AI's ability to enhance productivity across massive organizations.
Absolutely. From groundbreaking research hires to direct app generation and the fight against misinformation, it's been a whirlwind day. This AI space never slows down, does it?
Never, Paul. It's truly fascinating to watch it evolve in real time. Every day brings something new and impactful to the table.
Indeed. That's the Merge Sort AI Digest for May 20th, 2026. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll catch you again tomorrow with all the latest AI news.